Genesis chapter 34. And Dinah, the daughter of Leah, which she bore to Jacob, went out to see the daughters of the land. And when Shechem, the son of Hamor, the Hivite, prince of the country, saw her, he took her, and lay with her, and defiled her. And his soul clung to Dinah, the daughter of Jacob, and he loved the damsel, and spoke kindly to the damsel's heart. And Shechem spoke to his father Hamor, saying, "Get me this damsel to wife." And Jacob heard that he had defiled Dinah, his daughter. Now his sons were with his cattle in the field, and Jacob held his peace until they were come. And Hamor, the father of Shechem, went out to Jacob to commune with him. And the sons of Jacob came out of the field when they heard, and the men were grieved, and they were very angry, because he had wrought folly in Israel in lying with Jacob's daughter, which thing ought not be done. And Hamor communed with them, saying, "The soul of my son Shechem longs for your daughter. I pray you give her him your to wife, and make him marriages with us, and give your daughters to us, and take our daughters to you, and you shall dwell with us, and the land shall be before you. Dwell and trade you in it, and get your possession in it." And Shechem said to her father and to her brethren, "Let me find grace in your eyes, and what you shall say to me I will give. Ask me never so much dowry in gift, and I will give according to you as you say to me, but give me the damsel for a wife." And the sons of Jacob answered Shechem and Hamor his father deceitfully, and said, because he had defiled Dinah their sister, and they said to them, "We cannot do this thing to give our sister to one that is uncircumcised, for that is a reproach to us. But in this we will consent to you, if you will be as we are, that every male of you become circumcised. Then we will give our daughters to you, and we will take your daughters to us, and we will dwell with you, and we will become one people. But if you will not listen to us to be circumcised, then will we take our daughter, and we will be gone." And their words pleased Hamor and Shechem, Hamor's son. And the young man deferred not to do the thing, because he had delight in Jacob's daughter, and he was more honorable than all the house of his father. And Hamor and Shechem, his son, came to the gate of their city, and communed with the men of their city, saying, "These men are peaceable with us. Therefore let them dwell in the land and trade in it. For the land, behold, it is large enough for them. Let us take their daughters to us for wives, and let us give them our daughters. Only in this will the men consent to us for to dwell with us, to be one people, if every male among us be..." And to Hamor and Shechem, his son, listened all that went out of the gate of his city. And every male was circumcised, all that went out of the gate of his city. And it came to pass, on the third day, when they were sore, that two of the sons of Jacob, Simeon and Levi, Dinah's brethren, took each man his sword and came upon the city boldly and slew all the males. And they slew Hamor and Shechem, his son, with the edge of the sword, and took Dinah out of Shechem's house and went out. And the sons of Jacob came upon the slain and spoiled the city, because they had defiled their sister. They took their sheep and their oxen and their asses and that which was in the city and that which was in the field, and all their wealth and all their little ones and their wives did they take captive and spoiled even all that was in the house. And Jacob said to Simeon and Levi, "You've troubled me to make me to stink amongst the inhabitants of this land, amongst the Canaanites and the Perizzites, and I being few in number. They shall gather themselves together against me and slay me, and I shall be destroyed, I and my house." And they said, "Should he deal with our sister as with a harlot?" End of chapter 34.